The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And good morning, folks. Welcome to another edition of the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com, live here inside the web studios. My partner, Mr. Weintraub, is inside the Emden studios this Wednesday edition that feels more like a Friday because we go off, but we'll still be watching Michigan football on Saturday, knock on wood, barring something unforeseen, unexpected, unwanted. That is not going to be the case for the Wisconsin and Minnesota football teams as we see another Big Ten cancellation. Wake up to news of that today. Good morning, Mr. Weintraub. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. I'm actually pretty good because today it also feels kind of like, I don't know, maybe New Year's Day. I don't know what celebration you want to call it, but today is the first day of the basketball season. We've got the women's basketball team tipping off at 12:30. You can listen to it right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. You can also watch it on BTN Plus if you have that. And then the men's basketball team tips off at 4 o'clock, and that game will also be here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. It's on one of the ESPN channels. So it's basketball season tip-off day. It's pretty exciting. And in between the games, we're going to be on the air talking basketball. So I'm pretty excited about today. I know the rough news coming out of Minnesota, rough news for Wisconsin as well, because it's their third cancellation of the season. Yeah. But for me here, selfishly, personally, I'm pretty excited about the start of basketball season. We don't know how much basketball we're going to get. We're seeing cancellations across the country as we're trying to get underway. But for one day, as you know, we knock on wood, for one day, we've got the start of the season, and I'm pretty excited about that.
That is the case, is the as you laid out, and we had a great conversation with Michigan women's basketball coach Kim Barnes-Rico yesterday. You're going to hear from Michigan men's basketball coach this morning, Juwan Howard. So looking forward to that as he sort of brings us up to speed on how things have been going in practice and looking ahead to the season now that it truly is upon us. I'm set to tip things off later today. But, man, you know, I think you're living the moment. Be thankful for what you have, excited about what's immediately in front of you is the perspective to have, the one that you just laid out. Be, as it can, you know, it's a drop of a hat. You can see a postponement is, you know, Minnesota didn't realize, you know, they said their game against Purdue was on the brink of being canceled. So they were really, really COVID challenged last week. And it sounds like things just got worse. Things got worse this week, and ultimately they had to make the call to not play. And the response from Paul Chryst is what you want to see, right? Hey, look, we hope for the best for Minnesota. Their health and welfare is most important. I'm paraphrasing, of course. Their health and welfare is most important. Obviously, we are very disappointed, deeply disappointed that we won't play this game. Now, Ira, and does it have Big Ten championship implications? Maybe. I mean, the odds of Northwestern losing.
Wisconsin games has to express that it does, even though we know that it would take a miracle of catastrophic proportions on Northwestern's side for Wisconsin to get to Indianapolis.
Right. It would be just a totally, totally unexpected occurrence for Northwestern to trip up twice. Just, you know, no one really sees that happening. But, again, strange things have happened. Now the possibility, though, the possibility of benefiting from a trip up by Northwestern is nil. I mean, you have to have at least six games to even be eligible for the Big Ten championship game, so this effectively removes Wisconsin from that possibility. So, but at the end of the day, as Chryst laid out, health and welfare is more important. The juxtaposition of his commentary with Paul, with Dabo Swinney's, who we talked about at length yesterday, you would think that he would lay down his verbal arms. I mean, the shots just keep on coming. I mean, if it wasn't such a serious circumstance, it would be funny how he just continues to unload on Florida State for their medical professionals canceling a game with a program who traveled with a symptomatic player. Again, it does not seem far-fetched or unreasonable at all to me that a program would decide to do that. Makes sense. I understand. Hey, maybe there are some programs that would feel comfortable with the measures they put in place, knowing that they had a symptomatic player. They cite that, hey, we had Trevor Lawrence show mild symptoms early in the week. He didn't test positive until later in the week, but when he was symptomatic, we put some measures in place to make sure he didn't affect other members of the team or to lower the risk of transmission. We did those things, and no one else caught the virus from him. You know, the extra factor here in place was that they traveled. They traveled with a symptomatic player. And if you look at, seems like a number of these outbreaks are traced to travel. You know, the confined spaces, whether it's, a bus or, however they traveled to being in the closer, more confined confines with teammates. And so that was one of the factors that led Florida State to say, no, we are not going to play. Dabo Sweeney, you're ducking us. Your medical professionals don't agree with our medical professionals. I trust ours. And we did everything that we were supposed to do. And then so Norvell said, we didn't duck them. Our medical professionals, safety first, so on and so forth. And Dabo Sweeney's response to Mike Norvell's pushback yesterday was, hey, look, Florida State has had 3 head coaches in 4 years. We are not taking advice from people in Tallahassee. I promise you that. I'm like, wow, man. I mean, this dude is just the verbal barrage, Ira, and the lack of sensitivity, understanding that there are certain people who are going to find that behavior more risky than others. It's great that you have come up with a way that makes you comfortable. Hopefully it works out for you, but we don't have to be exposed to your lower level, your lower threshold for comfort than ours is really the crux of the matter, and totally within the rules. I mean, this is one of the things that if you're looking at the Big Ten, for all the criticism that they took, there is a uniform set. There's a uniform standard here that just is not in play with the ACC. And I hadn't looked at it close enough to really understand that, teams, programs could have a different standard like we are seeing at play here at Clemson and Florida State being brought to bear very publicly to the point where you have programs fighting this battle publicly in a very embarrassing sort of way, in my opinion, Mr. Weintraub.
I don't really think that it would be a whole lot different, but I'm kind of curious what the reaction would have been out of Wisconsin if they had won their game last week against Northwestern. Because think about how different the implications would be of Minnesota not playing from Wisconsin's perspective. And they seem to be, obviously treating everything very seriously. They had their own issues earlier in the season, obviously, multiple times before the season started and then at the beginning of the season. But if they had beaten Northwestern, they would have been in the position where they were the ones leading by the game. And they would have been in a position where they'd be going to Indianapolis and if they won out. But if they lose that game and they drop down to 5 games, I'm curious. We'll never know, obviously, because Northwestern won the game and they deserve to go to Indy anyway. But I wonder if it would be maybe a little bit more, not saying that they would sound anything close to what Clemson sounded like, but I wonder if they would have leaned just a little bit more in that direction just out of disappointment because they would have had their shot at the Big Ten championship taken away from them essentially by having the game missed. But it's not the case. Northwestern won the game. And so we move on. We press on. We have there's still nearly a full slate of Big Ten games this weekend with one game Friday. And then, of course, the games on Saturday, including our game on Saturday. Sam, I can't get over the fact that today is the beginning of a college basketball season. There's games starting at like 11 a.m. somewhere. I can't remember where the first game is across the country, but there's a game, I think, at 11 a.m. to start the day. But there's 80 – what is there's a number. It's like 80-something percent of the teams across the country right now are active. But, you know, games that were supposed to be played today were shut down as quickly as yesterday. One or two teams that were supposed to go to the Bubbleville at the Mohegan Sun, which is like 40 teams, they're losing teams before they get there at like the last minute, and they're going and reaching out trying to bring other teams in, and there's last-minute scheduling. This is going to be the most bizarre, unique football basketball season. In the non-conference, it's going to potentially be about, you know, cancel games and reschedule games. In the Big Ten season or within conference play across the country, you know, there's a lot of time built in, and basketball is a little bit more manageable as far as, you know, remaking games because you can move them around a lot easier than you can football games. But we have a schedule for basketball right now in the Big Ten for men and women, and I'm curious if we, you know, print them out, save them, how many, what percent of those games are going to be played on the day that they're scheduled versus moved versus canceled versus something else, things shifted around. It's going to be a very fluid college basketball season, but it looks like we are going to get underway and hopefully get through it and get to what will most likely be bubbled March Madnesses in March. But let's get the start going, and I'm excited about the beginning of the basketball season. I can't wait to hear from Juwan.
Yeah, as far as ranked teams are concerned, the cancellations that I have in front of me for today, the Baylor-Arizona State game is probably the biggest game on the slate that has been canceled. Number 2 Baylor versus number 18 Arizona State is off. You also have Creighton. Creighton is not going to play against South Dakota State. That's been canceled. Charlotte and Tennessee. Creighton's number 11. Charlotte and Tennessee. Tennessee's number 12. That's been canceled. Number 9 Duke versus Gardner-Webb has been postponed. And then number 20, Oregon versus Eastern Washington has been postponed. Those are the 5 cancellations for the top 25 teams. But obviously, there are others that are out there. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.